Plenty of people are given a leadership title. Far fewer are given the trust to truly lead. A title may come from the organization chart, but leadership is granted by the team, and only after they decide you have earned it. A new leader who treats the title as a right to lead does so based on their prior experience and roles. Often, they come into a new team or organization and immediately apply their last playbook, assuming it will work automatically and that people will just go along. The reality is that the team they inherit watches this behavior and quietly decides what kind of leader they have been handed, one who listens or one who assumes. Within a few months, the leader finds out whether their approach has earned them the team's trust. If it has not, the information that should be flowing stops arriving. The team pulls back on being forthcoming, and the leader is left making decisions based on a limited version of what the team shares. The leader is now in a difficult position and at a real disadvantage. They are no longer leading the team, nor trusted by the team. What gets hidden in those months is invaluable and often unnoticed. The leader is now making strategic decisions based on filtered data and may learn, months later, that their decisions are wrong. The people who could have guided them through these issues chose not to share their views. They stopped trusting because the leader stopped listening. Past experience has a limited role. In my view, past experiences are useful, but only up to a point. Past experiences help a leader read the situation faster, recognize patterns, and judge what may be realistic in the first few months. That perspective can be valuable. But experience stops being useful when it is treated as proof that this new situation is the same as the last one. It should help frame the questions, not supply all the answers. Damage begins when experience shifts from helping size up the situation to deciding it. Once a leader believes they already know more than they need to learn, their judgment becomes shallow and biased. Their team will notice within a few meetings that they lack depth, or more importantly, the desire to fully learn about the situation. The credibility lost in those meetings takes years to recover. In a services business where every project has its own nuances and discrete needs, the team holds expertise that the leader did not start with. A playbook from another organization is difficult to implement as a plug-and-play approach. As they say, the truth reveals itself in the details. What earning the right requires. Listening with intent and asking questions demonstrates an openness to learning. The leader who skips this step can be an expert in their field and still learn nothing new, because the people around them stop trying to teach them. New leaders cannot know everything when they first walk in. Saying "I don't follow this, walk me through it" demonstrates authenticity in front of the team and earns credibility. Covering the gap with confidence borrowed from elsewhere breaks the team's trust. Admitting a gap in front of the team requires self-awareness and humility. Without these two traits, the open questions never get asked. Once the leader truly understands the context, they can act properly and make relevant decisions. Working through the implications with the team is how sound judgment takes shape, because it draws on the team's expertise. Experience still has a place in that discussion, but only to test and challenge the team's thinking. What comes out of that conversation must be communicated to the people who will act on it. Plain communication is the strongest way to build trust early. Hedging or shifting messages forces the team to spend cycles trying to figure out what the leader wants. When the right has been earned. As a true leader, you will know you have earned the right to lead by how the team brings you bad news. They bring it to you straight, with the hardest parts first. They have stopped worrying that you will turn on them for surfacing the issue, or that you will compare it to your previous company and assume you have the answer before they finish their sentence. You will also notice the team stops walking you through how things are done here before raising the actual problem. They have decided you have absorbed enough of the context that they no longer need to brief you on the basics. Keep in mind, leadership does not have a finish line. The privilege to lead is earned in the first few months if you have done the work, asked questions, and did not assume you have all the answers. And it gets re-earned in every action and decision you make. A team that extended their trust can withdraw it just as quietly as they granted it. The leaders who lose trust, and then the right to lead, are usually the ones who fail to realize it had to be earned every day through every decision they make. Ironically, when trust is truly established, the team begins to operate more independently, not less. They keep you fully informed, but they also take fuller ownership of both the empowerment and the accountability that come with the decisions they make. In that kind of team, people challenge one another, help one another, and have one another's backs. That is what leads to better business results and stronger team morale. That is the type of leader and leadership we strive for. Ajit Prabhu is co-founder and CEO of Quest Global.